Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen on the line again for the Grain Market Analysis. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. Got that shot of rain we needed, but some guys still have some field work to wrap up, so I know they're waiting for that sun to come back out and things to dry out a little bit again.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't look like it's going to get too dry here the next few days, but I guess at least it's not crusting over, right?
Exactly. I mean, it was, but you know, last couple days, and you'd see guys out in the field, or even you'd be walking outside, it looked like Pigpen from Charlie Brown with all the dust being kicked up around you a little bit. So,
quite a turn of events.
Yes, that it is. So, what are we watching in the markets this week? I know the beans are getting shellacked today.
Yeah, it's quite a turn of events in the bean market and corn market as well today. You know, we looked at the start of this week like we had maybe a little hope or a little turnaround going on. You know, we had a nice, you call it a doji on the charts on Tuesday, and then we confirmed it with a higher day yesterday in the corn market. So, you know, what that usually means is we might be switching trend in the short term and might see some strength, and then, you know, you check the markets last night, like I like to do sometimes, they opened pretty hard lower, and they're still quite a bit lower here today. And the main reason being is that there's reports or some videos of some political corruption going on in Brazil with their president, with some rumors of possible impeachment down there. So what that does, you know, throughout their whole stock market and throughout their whole economy, it's resulting in a much lower Brazilian real, their dollar down there. Today, it's down about, you know, close to 10% right now. And I guess what that does, you know, if you calculate the difference between our dollar and the Brazilian real, you know, their farmers down there can sell their beans in U.S. dollars on the board and then get paid in the currency. So when we get a wide currency spread, so either when the U.S. dollar goes up or when their currency goes down, it's better for their their sales. So what it equates to today is their producers are looking at about a 50-cent rally in the bean market, and they are behind sales this year. They've been holding off just because of that currency spread hasn't been all that great. Their bean prices haven't been all that great because of their large production down there. So you're probably seeing some selling pressure from Brazilian farmers. And then probably the bigger thing going on as well is with that currency spread, as their currency becomes weaker, it makes their beans more competitive in the world market than ours. So our futures prices have to come down to adjust for that. So what you're seeing, you know, you're seeing a big, you know, 20 cent, 15 cent drop in our bean market right now to make our beans as competitive or try to get them in line with Brazilian beans. So that's where your bearish factors come from. As a result of that, you know, sometimes it's a little overreaction right away. You know, we've seen it before when certain political policies come out and our dollar drops or goes up, you know, real hard one day and then the next day it's back to normal. It'll be an ongoing thing, I'd say. You know, we'll see here what comes out of the decisions or the impeachment down there. But, you know, it'll lead to some volatility. So option volatility is probably going up here as well today.
So now we hinted to it here at the beginning, but weather also the big factor, at least affecting the markets here on our end of it, right?
Yeah, definitely. If you look back at the storms that have come through this week, and notably the one yesterday, it's, you know, it's isolated. It's not widespread like it was in Illinois and Missouri a couple of weeks ago. But there are areas in Iowa, Nebraska, obviously around here in southern Minnesota, Wisconsin, northern Illinois, that received large amounts of rain. So, you know, there's pockets out there that are definitely have standing water and at our risk of yield damage there or possible replants in some spots. So, you know, we'll have to watch that here the next week. Probably the bigger thing moving forward is, you know, you look at the maps that came out today, and they do bring more precip into the next 5 days in pretty much the whole state of Iowa, especially the southern part, which is your large crop area, and then a lot of rain in Kansas and the eastern edge of Nebraska and northern Missouri, and then a couple inches in Illinois. So they're probably going to get done planting here or make a big push here at the end of this week, and then it looks like they might get a decent shot of rain afterwards. So, you know, if it's prolonged, if it's a large amount, the market, you know, could take notice. It's about, you know, it's getting to be that time. You get the last couple of weeks of May, start of June, that's where your weather starts to matter. And, you know, the big notion is, you know, rain makes grain. But at some point, you know, too much rain is also a factor as well. So, you know, the rain's still in the forecast, and for the next 30 days, you look at those maps as well, and we're above average rainfall and not really above average temperatures. So at some point, you know, your GDUs are taking a hit as well, and the market could notice. You know, I think the longer we hold off without a rally, you know, if you do get some weather potential or get a weather market, you know, it just brings that much quicker of a rally at that time.
So now, looking ahead, what are we going to keep an eye on the markets?
Yes, just looking ahead, I'll give you a few resistance points if we do flip around. You know, we did break pretty much all of our support points right away this morning. You know, so today's lows are going to be your new supports. But otherwise, resistance, July corn, 374 is a big one, and then 379.5 after that. New crop corn, 395.75, and then 404. If you're looking at old crop soybeans, 989 the July, and new crop soybeans, 980 the November are your resistance points on those contracts.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the update, Jalen. We'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dustin.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.